Hello, beautiful people. This is your Fall 2021 AFM 491 podcast. My name is Sarah Oz. I'm your professor. Welcome to a new episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the AFM 491 podcast series, the first episode. This is exciting. My name is Sarah. I am your professor. I'm obviously your podcast host. I've never done a podcast before. This is my first and only podcast series. So hopefully I'm not messing this up too much. So what is this? Well, this is obviously it's a podcast, and it's supposed to be about the AFM 491, about our course. Hopefully by now you've read the syllabus, and then you've also watched the introduction video, so you know what this course is about. The course is about advanced accounting topics, business combinations, mainly consolidation, and also the foreign exchange transactions. As you might have heard from others, that this is going to be one of the most technical courses you're going to take in the AFM program. So it's fast-paced, and because there's a lot of new content, it gets a bit difficult. It's a lot of learning new subjects, new terminology, etc. And now that we are being in an online setting with online learning, I was hoping to find a new tool to use in this course so that I can help you out even further. And that's my goal with these podcast series. So, as I mentioned in the syllabus, I'm not going to discuss anything new in this podcast series, nothing new in these episodes. It's going to be all about the chapters that I will cover in the videos, but nothing new. And I emphasize that because if you want to skip these episodes, that's perfectly fine. You're not going to get my feelings hurt. I'm not going to be offended. And I will also operate under the assumption that not everybody is listening to these episodes, which is, again, perfectly fine. What I'm hoping to achieve with these episodes is that, at least for those who want to listen to them, I will briefly summarize the relevant chapter, and I will be using the course schedule as my base in terms of which chapter I'm going to cover in these episodes. And then when I say brief summary, it's going to be extremely brief, meaning that you're not going to understand the entire chapter by just listening to these episodes. That being said, if you have missed something important and suddenly that summary may give you a sign that you need to go back to the slides, you need to go back to the lecture videos, and hopefully you're going to do that. And on top of those summaries, I will also ask you very easy, basic questions. They're going to be so basic that you're not going to need pen, paper, pencil. You're not going to need any of those things. You're just going to listen to me asking a question, and then you're going to be able to, I'm going to pause for a minute, and you're going to answer the question in your head, and I'm going to reveal the answer. Again, these questions are going to be extremely simple, extremely basic, but the goal is that if you miss them, that's your sign that you need to go back to the slides and go over that concept, because you shouldn't be missing those easy questions. And maybe my third objective with these episodes is that I understand that with the online teaching, it's difficult to just get away from the monitor. We are all glued to our monitors, and everything is happening in an online format. So what I'm really hoping is that if you go for a walk, or if you are into running, if you go for a run or something like that, if you walk to the store, maybe you would be willing to listen to me talking about accounting for 10 or 15 minutes. And maybe without you knowing it, me talking about the course will help you to understand some concepts better. And if I can achieve those things by these episodes, that's a win for me. And that would make me extremely happy. Again, I'm really hoping that at least for some of you, these episodes will be beneficial. One important thing is the length of these episodes. I will be limiting myself with a maximum of 15 minutes. I don't wanna annoy you too much with my voice over more than 15 minutes. So that's gonna be our limit. Other than talking about the course, ask summaries and asking questions, sometimes I will talk about important business events that may be related to accounting. I may be talking about life also, to maybe talk about my hobbies and everything, just to cheer you up and then to get you warm up to me and so and to make you laugh. I love making jokes, and often my jokes are corny and nobody likes them, but who knows, maybe you'll like them. And hopefully me talking about myself will also encourage you to send me an email, and it will encourage you to say hi to me, maybe set up a Zoom meeting to introduce yourself, and most importantly, maybe it will help you, it will make it easier for you to reach out to me when you need help with the course content or with anything else that may come to your mind. And that's the most important thing for me. I understand that the online learning is not the most ideal thing for everybody. And I understand that this course tends to be difficult. So I want you to feel comfortable enough that you can always reach out to me to ask me questions, to ask for clarification. And I'd be happy to help you out. You can email me, you can use the discussion board, or you can ask for a Zoom meeting. Any of those things will be absolutely fine, and I would welcome the opportunity to get to know you a bit better. We haven't covered anything new yet, so I'm not going to discuss any new class content. I will just like end the episode just in a couple of minutes. Before I go off, I just want to mention that if you have any feedback, any technical feedback about these episodes, please let me know. I'm using Adobe Audition, and I'm okay with technology, so I can handle it. So if there are some technical issues that are bothering you, please let me know, and I'll try to fix them. If there's anybody who's willing to do who's willing to give me feedback about the software, also like I'm open to that. If it's too complicated, I may not be able to pull it off, but anyway, give it a chance. If you have jokes and or if you have any if you have seen any articles that you want me to discuss, talk about in my episodes, I would also welcome that. And then the last thing I want to repeat is that I want you to read the syllabus. I want you to read the course schedule. This course is fast-paced. Even it's online, it's really fast-paced. We have 5 tasks, we have a project, we have a lot of deadlines, a lot of important dates. So please print out the course schedule, go over those important dates so that you don't miss any of them, and just mark those dates on your calendars. And this is it. Just you'll be fine. Like, I know the course is difficult. I know that online learning is not ideal for everyone. But wherever you are, again, remember that the most important thing is that you stay healthy, and hopefully you are surrounded by love and peace. And then those are the most important things. And when it comes to accounting, I'll help you to get through it, and you'll be fine. And hopefully with the videos and with the podcast and everything, this is going to be a positive experience for you, and then hopefully you're going to enjoy this course as much as possible. I'll see you in my next video, or you'll see me, haha, that's funny, and you'll listen to me in my next episode. And then if you are asking yourself how often she's going to release episodes, and my goal is that I'm hoping to release at least one episode per week, so that's going to be approximately 2 episodes per chapter. That's gonna be my goal. But I haven't set a release schedule yet for the episodes, and I'll send an email about that. And that's about it. Talk to you soon, you all, and then stay well, stay healthy, and stay in love. Bye, you all.